rest of the story. It was nearing midday when the Port Huron to Detroit train groaned to a halt in front of the Mount Clements station. The train vendor, a young man who sold newspapers and candy to the passengers, stepped out onto the platform to stretch his legs. He squinted his eyes. He watched the heat waves shimmer up from the tracks ahead. The summer sun was beating down so fiercely you dare not touch the rails. A voice called, "Hello." It was Jim McKenzie, the station master. Jim had been a family friend since his days at Point Edward. The vendor went to the station house to chat for a while, and then walked out onto the platform again. He looked back down the tracks, to the adjacent tracks where the Grand Trunk freight usually passed on its way from Detroit, when there in the distance he saw something moving, yet indistinguishable through the glare, something moving slowly out into the gravel rail bed. The vendor squinted harder. The something was a child. Well, then it all started happening at once. The train whistled, the sound of an approaching engine sounded like full speed. The small child, apparently oblivious to the danger, toddling over the first rail and plumb into the middle of the ties. The vendor looked back at the station house. No time to call for help. No time for anything but to run. So the vendor ran. Didn't even stop to drop his newspapers. They just flew out of his arms as he shot in the direction of the imperiled youngster. The freight was in sight now, reeling out of the nearby curve and bearing down fast. The vendor was close, but no way to tell yet if he were close enough. A few yards now, but so was the train. But a few yards away, the vendor leaped forward the rest of the way, managed to grab that child in midair, rolled over the rail bed, and away from the tracks just in time. After the speeding train had passed, the station master arrived out of breath. And then they both realized. There, in the gradually waning horror and waxing relief, both realized the youngster who had wandered out onto the tracks unaware was James McKenzie, Jr. Little Jimmy McKenzie, the station master's own, not quite 3 years young son. Well, the happy ending did not end there, for Station Master Jim, who was not a rich man, nevertheless struggled to concoct a fitting reward that he could offer. And later, he approached the train vendor with an offer, telegraphy lessons, and a job recommendation for telegrapher at Stratford Junction. Well, the train vendor gratefully accepted Jim's offer, became a telegrapher. And the whole world knows the rest. But now when you hear that young man's name, I hope you'll picture him as a 15-year-old candy vendor who turned hero in the summer of 1862, and whose first professional break in the burgeoning field of electricity came as a result, for it was he who grew up to become the universally revered giant, Thomas Edison. Now you know the rest of the story.